Okay, so last night we discussed the idea that Moshe had demonstrated great zrizus in terms of the mitzvah of being mavdil the arei miklat az yavdil Moshe shalosh arim be'ever yarden mizrecha shamesh, even though they wouldn't be activated, they wouldn't go online, right, until the 14 years later after the kibush v'chiluk, the conquest, the distribution of the land of Israel. So the fifth Mishnah tells us mechuvanos lehen drachim zo mizo shenemar. So this has two different meanings in the halacha. One of them is brought by the Rambam here, which means that we have a social responsibility to help the accidental murderer get to the Ir Miklat, to get to the city of refuge, which means that we have a responsibility to make sure that all of the intersections are very clearly marked, okay, to make sure that people know exactly which way they need to be going to get there in as expeditious a manner as possible before the avenger, the Goel Hadam, is able to cut them down. And not only that, but that every body of water has to have a gesher, has to have a bridge, so that we're able to ensure that people can get to where they need to go. That's one level of meaning. The second level of meaning is that they're actually set up equidistant from each other, latitudinally and longitudinally. That is to say, moving south to north, the distance between the boundary point of the land of Israel and the first Ir Miklat is exactly the same as between Ir Miklat 1 and Ir Miklat 2, in this case, Hebron and Shechem, which is the same as the distance between Hebron and Shechem, as Shechem is to Kedesh Naphtali, as to the northern border. And the same thing is true in the Transjordan, Betzer, Ramot, and Golan. Not only that, but they're latitudinally equivalent as well. So a very fascinating grid which is set up to make sure that everybody has a fighting chance, that everybody's got the same opportunity to get to the Ir Miklat. Okay, so the Mishnah goes on, Mosin lam shnei talmidei chachamim shavi yargenu v'aderech v'idaber lover meir omer hu midaber al yidei atzmo shenemar v'zeh dvar rotzeach. So We don't send these guys with Navy SEALs, which is a very interesting thing in its own right. So we escort the accidental murderer with like two, not black belt, you know, karates, but two gedolei hador. You send them with two very impressive talmidei chachamim. So I don't know, if you're trying to get past the goel hadam, you might say, you know, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, and Rabbi Soloveitchik, you know, it's really great, but I think I could probably use some guys from the Green Berets, you know. But the idea is not that way. The Tiferes Yisrael explains because, you know, you could bring your three guys and then he could bring, the Goel Hadam could bring his guys and you'll have a bloodbath, right? But the point is to talk him out of using violence altogether. So the two rabbis will say, look, you know, we're not going to fight, but you really shouldn't kill this guy on his way to the Ir Miklat. After all, he didn't really kill on purpose and etc. Rabbi Meir says he's got to defend himself, meaning not physically, but he's got to speak for himself. He has to apologize and say, you have no idea how, you know, terribly I feel. My life is irrevocably changed. I can't believe that happened. So Rabbi Meir's view is that he has to speak for himself. The Psak Halach in this case is that we have the Talmidei Chacham speak for him, which I think is wise, because maybe later on there could be some opportunity for reconciliation and apology, but in the heat of the moment, the Goel Hadam, you know, Ki Echam Levavo, he might not be interested in hearing what the accidental murderer has to say. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, B'tchil Echad Shogeg V'Echan Mezid, Makdim in Ari Mikdad, U'Vezin Sholchan, M'vino Sam Misham, Mishin Eschayev Misa V'Vezin Haragu, Shalon Eschayev Misa Patru, Mishin Eschayev Galos, Machzir No Salim Kombo, Shinemar V'Yeshivo Soeda El Ir Miklato. So the standard operating procedure is as follows. Anytime there's a murder, we have the murderer go to an Ir Miklat. From there, we take him into custody and we give him a trial. If he's totally innocent, let's say he didn't kill anybody, so he goes back, you know, to his life. If he's, you know, guilty of capital murder, so he'll be executed with all the details that we spoke about before. If he's guilty of accidental murder, so then he'll be sent back to the Ir Miklat. So what is his term? His term is a very unusual and indeterminate term. Ad mos ha-kohen ha-gadol. Until the Kohen Gadol dies. Now, what in the world is the connection with Kohen Gadol? This is one of the great mysteries, I would say, of the Masechta. But one of the suggestions, which is, you know, very, gets a lot of traction in the Rishonim, is this idea that the Kohen Gadol is a spiritual leader of society, sort of had a responsibility to daven that these kinds of things shouldn't happen. But in any event, there's kind of a bizarre phenomenon that emerges that given the fact that this indefinite term, it could be a year, it could be 5 years, it could be 10 years, it could be 50 years, it could be 5 minutes, you just don't know when the Kohen Gadol is going to die. So this leads to a kind of a perverse incentive structure where if you're in the Ir Miklat or if you're related to somebody in the Ir Miklat, you might be kind of hoping that you get the you know, a press clip that the Kohen Gadol is like in intensive care, which is a very bizarre place to be. And the Mishnah relates to that. So Echad Mashuach Mashem Namishcha, whether it's a Kohen Gadol during the period of Bayis Rishon to Yoshiyahu, Vechan Meruba Begadim, the oil with which the Kohen Gadol was anointed was Nignaz Bimei Yoshiyahu. It was concealed during the days of Yoshiyahu Anavi, lest it be stolen. So from that point on, we refer to the Kohen Gadol as the Meruba Begadim because he wears 8 vestments instead of 4, but there was no Shemen HaMishcha after that point in time. So echad mashuach shem ramishcha echad meruba begadim echad shavar mishichuso, or you had a replacement Kohen Gadol. This can happen if the Kohen Gadol develops, let's say, an injury which then heals, or the Kohen Gadol was a Baal Keri, he was impure on Yom Kippur, and you find a replacement because the halacha is that you have to set aside a replacement for the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af mashuach melchama machzer sarotzeach. We don't pask in that way, but the mashuach melchama, who's kind of the Kohen Gadol outside of the Beis Hamikdash at a time of war, he speaks to the Jewish people and gives them, an important, I don't want to call it a pep talk, that sounds cavalier, but an important speech about the meaning of going to war as Jews. So if he dies, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's machzer the Rotzeach. Levikach, but based on this strange incentive structure, imosein shel kohanim misapkin lehem michya uksus kedei shelo yispalu al b'neihem sheyamusu. So the mothers of Kohanim Gedolim, who obviously didn't want cities filled with people praying for the death of her son, so they used to send these care packages, cookies, clothes, pajamas, to the inmates, so to speak, to those who were in exile in the Ir Miklat, so that people would refrain from explicitly praying for the Kohen Gadol to pass away. Mishenigmar dino meis Kohen Gadol hareza eino gola. So if the verdict has been handed down and then the Kohen Gadol dies 5 minutes later, the person is, in a certain sense, in luck. He doesn't have to go into exile. Imad shalonik mardino meis kohen gadol minu acher tachtav la'acher mikandik mardino chozer misasol shel sheni. If the kohen gadol has been replaced by the time the verdict has been issued, so then he's tied into the next term of the kohen gadol. So again, this is a very unusual kind of a situation because there's really no obvious connection between the kohen gadol and this accidental situation. But again, to avoid this very perverse incentive structure that people might have for the Kohen Gadol to die, so the practice developed that the mothers of the Kohanim Gedolim would try to ingratiate themselves. So you have a very fascinating result, where you have sort of the elite of society from a certain point, spiritually elite of society, the Kohen Gadol and his family, that perforce are interacting with the people who might be, from a spiritual standpoint, kind of like the margins of society, people that have been stigmatized, but the halacha dictates that they have to be in contact with each other in this fashion, which, again, is one of the very fascinating outcomes of the entire system of Rotzeach Bishgaga. Wishing everybody a wonderful night. Stay dry.